local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And welcome back. Yeah, that's the thing. Typically, I say welcome back when we come back from commercial, but no, this is an extended welcome back from last week. Yes, It's a beautiful Monday. I know. Isn't that awesome?
Nice callback.
It's a beautiful Monday here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price in the studio with you with Jake Walker. Jake, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing swell today, sir. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. I don't, you know, it's funny. We were talking earlier today about the schedule with News Radio right now. Mm-hmm. Do you know, I hate to put you on the spot here. Do you know anything about like how much you're doing the show this week, or is it just today?
I think I'll be here tomorrow. Okay. For Pensacola right now, and I'll be doing the news in the midday. But we you know, with COVID and people switching jobs and getting to other parts of the station and doing, like, I never thought I'd be doing news, but I really enjoy it. So we're just kind of playing musical chairs right now, but I think I'll be in here tomorrow, definitely.
Yeah, but yeah, playing it by ear. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. definitely how
story
we've been
my
doing
life.
It lately. Jake, you know, he did it a couple times last week, and he's doing it for a couple of days this week, and mm-hmm. and you're doing a fantastic job, by the way. You're not some amateur, but, you know, I figured I'll extend the compliment anyway.
Yeah.
All righty, getting started here with our traffic and weather, because it's already about 4:15. Mm-hmm. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, our first quick check of the roads this afternoon has a couple of accident reports. If you're traveling northbound on Palafox Street towards the Burgess Road area, we did have an accident report there that's still causing some minor backups. Same if you're traveling northbound on Highway 29. That's Pensacola Boulevard approaching Burgess. We've got some backups there from another accident. Then it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, just giving us our normal evening congestion at this point. And North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Outside of that, it's going to be a bit more of the usual hitters. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue. Navarre Parkway, this is going to be if you're traveling westbound, passing the Hurlburt Field area. And Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Jake, how's the weather, my man?
94 degrees right now with a low of 78 anticipated. We have humidity at 46%, winds out of the southwest, south-southwest at 9 miles per hour. Zero precipitation right now. Very low chances for any rain or showers leading in through the weekend. And then, looking at 97 for a high on Wednesday and getting back down to around 93 or 94 starting out next week. But otherwise, looking really, really good.
All righty. Fantastic. Okay. Now getting into our top three stories here. The Biden administration believes that Israel could be attacked by Iran and its proxies as soon as this week. That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters today. Iran has threatened to retaliate against Israel following the recent assassinations of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. The U.S. has sent more military resources to the region and is monitoring rising tensions in the Middle East. President Biden, meanwhile, is continuing his push to strike a ceasefire deal that would include the release of hostages held by Hamas.
A wildfire near Athens is prompting Greece officials to urge residents to evacuate. Nearly 700 firefighters and almost three dozen air units are battling the blaze that started Sunday afternoon in a town just north of Athens. Greek media reports the fire covers more than 19 miles. Videos and photos show dark smoke clouding the sky near the Parthenon Temple. Just over a dozen citizens and two firefighters have been treated for burn and respiratory injuries.
And most Republicans support President Biden's policy proposals to reform the Supreme Court. That's according to a new USA Today/Ipsos poll that asked about President Biden's three-pronged approach to the high court. The poll shows that 7 in 10 Republicans support a code of ethics for justices. Just over half also support an 18-year term limit for justices and a constitutional amendment that declares that not even the president is above the law. Nearly 9 in 10 Democrats support Biden's proposal, putting overall support at 76%. Getting into your local headlines here, the potential next tropical weather maker continues to show signs of getting more organized. Tropical wave far out in the Atlantic Ocean continues to have its high formation chance. Through 7 days, the formation chance is 90%, and its possible advisories will be issued during the early to middle part of next week. Advisories will be issued if the weather maker becomes a tropical depression or named storm, with the next name on the list being Ernesto. Not necessarily a local headline. Hopefully it doesn't become one, but nonetheless, right, something to keep an eye out for.
Well, I was listening to Alan Strum a minute ago on WEAR. He said that it has been upgraded to Ernesto as a tropical storm. And he said that it will turn north at some point, I guess after Bermuda, but or is it Bahamas? Yeah, Bahamas, I guess. But it's, he said it wasn't really coming toward the Gulf of Mexico. So
yeah, I've got WEAR on right now, and I'm seeing what he's talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So good.
Yeah, so it is headed toward Bermuda. Yeah.
Not, right now, not a local headline. That's good. All right. Yes. What else is going on locally, Jake?
All right. Early voting for Escambia and Okaloosa counties began on Saturday, less than 2 weeks from the Florida primary elections. There are several locations in each county where you can vote. Voting hours go from until 6 p.m. in both counties. Also, early voting in Santa Rosa County started today. Early voting goes through August 17th, and Florida's primary is August 20th.
And a steady flow of sewage has gotten into Escambia Bay.
Hey.
Yeah, one neighborhood off of Scenic Highway on edge, not only because of the hazards of feces in the water where they fish, but also because loved ones were swimming in those waters at the time of the sewage
overflow. Hold on, I'm going to finish my burrito. I'm eating Taco Bell right now.
Right. The State Department of Environmental Protection says a broken water main is to blame. Police started noticing the sewage overflow gushing down this culvert into the creek on Saturday afternoon. A dead fish floated in the creek while at the edge of the bay. Murky, dark water replaced the normally clear banks and beachfront. Crews from Emerald Coast Utilities Authority were on site trying to suck up the sewage as a huge vacuum hose fed the discolored water into a 2,200-gallon tank truck. Culvert, which carried sewage on Saturday, carried a steady flow of clean water Sunday morning from a nearby hydrant in an attempt to flush out tainted waterways.
Mm-mm.
So some people didn't have a great weekend, it sounds like.
No, they did not. Two Niceville women were arrested Friday after a meth lab and other narcotics were found in their vehicle. The a report by the sheriff's office states that 35-year-old Carly Pellucci and 33-year-old Tiffany Williams were stopped by deputies for a traffic violation on Cedar Avenue. Okaloosa County deputies searched Pellucci's vehicle, where they discovered an active meth lab as well as other narcotics and drug paraphernalia. Pellucci was charged with trafficking methamphetamine and possession of drug equipment. Williams received two counts of possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug equipment. Both are being held without bond.
And a 34-year-old Fort Walton Beach man was arrested for sexual activity with a minor on Friday. According to Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office, deputies say the teenage victim reported the relationship to her mother, who then reported it to the sheriff's office. Victor Ruano Yuman was arrested on Friday, according to the sheriff's office. Investigators say the interactions with the 17-year-old took place on multiple occasions between January and June. He's being held in Okaloosa County Jail on a $300,000 bond.
A race car driver has died after a serious crash on the Southern Raceway track in Milton on Saturday night, according to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. The driver has been identified as James Fox. According to deputies, he was airlifted from the track after suffering a medical emergency during the race. The race was canceled after the accident occurred.
Yeah, I mean, that was a story that locally was swirling all over the place over the weekend, and just a very unfortunate story there. 4:21, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some state headlines for you, and we even have a ticket giveaway, so we'll touch on, more on that when we return. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner. As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools, and I lead 3,100 educators who are dedicated to the success of our students. Under my leadership, teachers have received an average of 16% in raises, moving the average teacher salary from 1.06 below the state average to 1.01 above the state average. We have procured over $17 million in additional funding for STEM and workforce education, and we have earned an A-plus credit rating. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA Board District 1, because what Vicki promises, she delivers. Vicki promised recycling. Recycling has continued. While others are ceasing, she is determined to continue. Vicki promised improved technology. You now have a Recycle Coach app where you can report a missed pickup, order a bulk waste pickup, or track water usage all on your smartphone. Vicki is working for you. On August 20th, renew, recycle, and re-elect Vicki Campbell, ECUA District 1.
I'm Vicki Campbell, and I approve this message.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. All right, running a little bit late to traffic and weather here. I feel like Andrew McKay, where we had a commercial break, and now we're kind of on the wire here. So I'll do traffic, Jake will do weather, and then I'm just going to give like a bit of a speed run of state headlines here. So this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola.
The only one.
Yes, the only one. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway, by the way. Let's see. Looking around here, we still have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. You also may encounter some on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through the Hurlburt Field area, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound through the Oriole Beach area, and Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming from downtown Milton and approaching Glover Lane. Jake, how's the weather?
93 degrees, no precipitation, humidity at 48%, low of 78 for tonight, and looking at increasing rain chances toward the weekend. Highs on Wednesday are topping out at 97 degrees, so probably another heat advisory there. But looking good heading into next week.
All righty. Now, Jake, you've got a stopwatch in your hand because you're going to have to time me as I get through these state headlines here. All right.
Here we go.
For starters, the Big Bend is in line for federal financial assistance following Hurricane Debbie. President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for the area, which will free up money for Taylor, Hamilton, Lafayette, Levy, and Suwanee counties. Also, we've got Governor Ron DeSantis wondering why more states don't count votes the way Florida does. Pennsylvanians won't always know the final results of all races on election night. DeSantis writes that Florida has millions more votes cast in Pennsylvania, yet we count the votes and report the results on election night in an efficient and transparent manner. Human remains of three people were found yesterday in Plantation. Plantation Fire Rescue says the remains of a woman and a child were found in a car submerged in a canal, and a search team called Sunshine State Sonar believes the remains were in the canal for as much as 50 years. Lastly, Duval County Public Schools says more than 60 buses were delayed today. Some students had to wait close to an hour to get picked up. The delays came after the school board voted last month to approve a new policy requiring students who live within 2 miles to walk to school. All right.
56 seconds.
56 seconds. Very nice.
Very nice.
All right. So we got a pair of tickets to give away here. It's Pensacola Little Theater from August 16th to the 25th. It's a pair of tickets to Incorruptible. This dark comedy is set in 13th century France, where the Catholic Church holds immense power and influence. The play revolves around a struggling monastery of St. Foy, whose monks are desperate to attract pilgrims and funding. Facing financial ruin and a lack of miracles to draw visitors, the monks hatch a scheme to create their own miracle by stealing a corpse and passing it off as a holy relic. So
it's sort of like Weekend at Bernie's, but 12th century Catholic
and with monks. Yes,
and with monks.
All right, you can text 850-437-1620. Again, that's 850-437-1620 to get the tickets now.
Tom Graham, the U.S. Geological Survey says an earthquake with a magnitude 4.6 struck the Los Angeles area today. The quake coming less than a week after a magnitude 5.2 quake hit Southern California. The National Weather Service says there were no concerns about a tsunami. Israel and its allies await Iran's response to the recent killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran and Hezbollah's leader in Beirut.
We have seen a lot of cross-border attacks between the IDF and Hezbollah on the northern border of Israel with Lebanon. At the same time, Israel really is bracing and watching Iran's movements and what kind of attack could likely happen.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Iran is reportedly planning to use proxies, including Hezbollah and the Houthis, to help them attack Israel. On Wall Street, stocks closing mixed. The Dow fell 141. The Nasdaq gained 35. S&P 500 up a fraction. America's listening to the Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, the week of trading started with stocks being mixed today. The Dow fell 140 points, while the S&P 500 was largely flat, and the Nasdaq Composite grew by 35. Shares of Marathon Digital Holdings took a hit today, though, after the cryptocurrency miner announced its plans for a $250 million debt offering that could be converted into common stock. The interest rate of the proposed notes has not yet been determined. GM is revealing redesigned versions of its GMC Terrain crossover, including a new standard elevation model. The vehicle features new interior and exterior designs. Shares are currently flat. LL Floor Holdings, formerly known as Lumber Liquidators, is filing for bankruptcy. The company says it started store closing sales at 94 locations through 31 states. U.S. oil futures for September crude up 3.6% to under $80 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. J.J. McCarthy made his Vikings debut, completing 11 out of 17 passes for 188 yards with two passing touchdowns and an interception. McCarthy passed his first test, but the 10th overall pick in the draft is expected to start the season on the bench. And I think it's a waste of everyone's time to start Sam Darnold week one, and the Vikings should rethink their plan and have J.J. start against the Giants on September 8th. I'm Zach Gelb. For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, "Bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back," without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.com.
O'Reilly. Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months. Or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Somebody tune that guitar. just tune it just a little bit.
Why? What's wrong with it? Is it like how out of tune is it? I'm not musically inclined, so I don't know.
It's enough to bother me. Really? It's just the main acoustic that's playing isn't that bad. It's pretty much in, but there's a little electric guitar right over the top in that intro that's just like doing these strums, ring, ring, and it's just right. There's a, I think it's probably the B string, maybe the G string. Joke, go ahead. But yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, there's something with like tempered thirds when you get into theory. It's just our way of tuning and Western music and how we do our notes and everything. It's kind of off.
I will give the Eagles credit. I personally believe that is their best song, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely the most popular, the most notable, I guess.
It's up there. Yeah.
I mean Hotel California though, man. I mean God, that's their Freebird.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. It is. It's one of those songs. Typically, if there's a long song with an instrumental section,
oh yeah,
especially in that day and age, oh man, like yeah, it's gonna take the world by storm. Anyway, all right, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Probably should have led with that. It's a little bit after 4:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. All righty, looking at the roads here, several spots to note. That's becoming a daily occurrence. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we still have some heavy backups there. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox. That has since picked up. Then it's going to be North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have some backups developing on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. So it's all about Palafox Street today, I've noticed. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther and passing the Hurlburt Field area. And then Highway 90, that's Caroline Street. We did have some issues if you were traveling westbound coming from downtown Milton and approaching Glover Lane. However, that area has seemingly lessened some. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, we're sitting at 93 degrees, a low of 78. 10 miles per hour is the wind coming out of the southwest, looking at 48% humidity. I just refreshed my screen here. The chances for rain have actually gone up in just the last few minutes since I've checked this. So now we're looking at about a 40% chance of rain on Thursday and Friday, 30% on Saturday. So, yeah, definitely the calls for rain could be increasing as we get closer to the weekend.
Ah, that's always great to hear. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's great to hear is that we did give away a pair of tickets. If your name's not Marcus, then you didn't win. Congrats to Marcus. I will say... we are giving away another pair next hour. It's going to be at around 5:25-ish, right before the Fox News break. And, of course, if you're listening to, like, I think Pensacola Morning News is giving some away. I think, like, tomorrow, could be wrong. I know that we're giving some away tomorrow as well. So you're going to have opportunities later this week. But your next opportunity is going to be next hour. So be on the listen out for that. Alrighty, getting into some national headlines here. Voters will head to the polls in several states tomorrow. In Minnesota, progressive Congresswoman Ilhan Omar will defend her seat against former Minneapolis City Council member Don Samuels. The contest comes after two other members of the so-called Progressive Squad, Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush, lost their Democratic primaries this cycle.
The White House supports eliminating taxes on tips for hospitality and service workers. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters both President Biden and Vice President Harris have, quote-unquote, always had the backs of working people. Harris, during a campaign rally over the weekend, vowed to raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips, a policy first suggested by former President Trump. Trump, in response, accused Harris of stealing his idea.
And Democratic VP candidate Tim Walz is scheduled to visit Newport Beach, California tomorrow. Will O'Neill, the Republican mayor of Newport Beach, says that Walz is welcome in his town, but said that there's a stark contrast between Newport Beach and Minnesota. O'Neill said that his city, with all seven city council seats held by Republicans, did not defund the police in 2020, embraced conservative economic values, decreased debt and increased quality of life, did not allow protesters to burn local businesses, and cared about human flourishing. O'Neill says that the enduring memory of how Governor Walz handled 2020 in Minneapolis O'Neill says the enduring memory of how Governor Walz handled 2020 is Minneapolis on fire and a police station burning with it.
So, not a good mental image when you think of old Governor Walz.
Yeah. On that note, welcome, Timmy. I mean, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. And California Governor Gavin Newsom's office pays a professional photographer six figures to capture photo opportunities of the state's top executive. $200,000 of taxpayer money goes to Charles Omani.
That's how I'd say it.
Okay.
It could be Omani.
I'll take Omani. Sounds Irish. Per year to document the governor. So they're basically paying somebody $200,000 a year to do something that kids do constantly all day, every day.
On their phones.
For everybody. Right. The famed photographer counts Mark Zuckerberg, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama among his former clients. How does this guy get these gigs? Omani is one of the highest paid employees, on the administration's payroll, making $34,000 less than Newsom himself.
Wow. I honestly, after further deliberation just with me, myself, and I think it's Omani. I think it is Omani.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter. The rich photographer.
Oh, many.
Yeah, that's how we'll that's how we'll refer to him. Protests against Israel in the U.S. are expected outside the DNC in Chicago next week. Pro-Palestinian organizations say thousands of people will descend on the convention to protest the Biden administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas conflict and the rising civilian death toll that's come with it. The largest of the planned demonstrations, the March on the DNC, is scheduled to start at noon on August 19th and the evening of August 22nd at Union Park, less than a half mile from the DNC venue. The groups are calling on Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party to push for an immediate ceasefire and end U.S. military aid to Israel.
Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging Donald Trump to stop questioning the size of Kamala Harris's campaign rally crowds. In an interview with Fox News today, like how I paused there. In an interview with Fox News today, the California Republican said Trump should focus instead on Harris's policy positions, which are what? Including her handling of the southern border. I've seen on the news all day where that's actually a big criticism, is the 22 days of silence, no press releases, no press conferences, no answering questions, and no talk about policy. So
right. Well, and I think that's a good thing to encourage. I know McCarthy's controversial himself, but to say, hey, listen, let's stick to like the political relevance here. I think that's good insight.
Yes.
Let's see. Before we get a very quick look at sports headlines, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here because we do have several spots to note. All right. So I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, is still looking pretty hectic at this time. Same with North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have some backups on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And Caroline Street, that's Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound towards East Spencer Field Road. Jake, how's the weather?
Well, we're at 93 degrees, a low of 78. Looks like rain chances hitting about 40% on Thursday and Friday, 30% on Saturday. Highest temperature this week is forecast for Wednesday at 97, and no precipitation right now. Winds out of the southwest at 10 miles per hour, humidity at 48%.
All righty. Very quick sports headlines here. There's really only two that I think we need to dig into right now.
Yes.
The first one's the final medal count.
Mm-hmm.
That is the U.S. We had the most total medals. That was a given. We were up by 35 over China. We finished with 126 total medals to their 91. But the U.S. and China finished tied with golds, 40. So America finished tied for first in golds and overwhelming first when it comes to overall medals. So,
but we might be losing a bronze, though.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Yeah. Honestly, you mentioning that, do you want to take that story?
Sure. I've been kind of following this a little bit. So apparently when they have a floor routine or any routine in gymnastics in the Olympics, there is a score given for the difficulty of the routine. And there is a 60-second window of time after the judges' scores have been posted for the coaches to appeal to the judges to look at this score and maybe reconsider.
Right.
So USA Gymnastics is saying that there is video evidence showing that they made that inquiry into Jordan Chiles' floor exercise routine inside that deadline. On Sunday, the International Olympic Committee actually said that it would reallocate the bronze medal to Romania's Ana Barbosa. Is that right? After a ruling by the Court of Arbitration for Sport, the ruling found that the U.S.'s inquiry over her score came after that one-minute deadline, and so they reinstated her original score, bumping her from third down to fifth place. They're appealing the decision, of course, and Childs has said that she is now taking a break from social media to focus on her mental health. So,
And that's the thing, a very unfortunate situation there.
Yeah. Give them both a bronze, I say.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner over here.
Yeah.
At least a winner of third place. All right. some health, business, and science notes here. Back to Kamala Harris. She strongly disagrees with Trump's position that the U.S. president should have a say in Federal Reserve policymaking. Harris told reporters in Arizona over the weekend that the Fed is an independent entity, and as president, I would never interfere on the decisions that the Fed makes. This was in response to Trump's comments last week that presidents should have at least a say in Fed policy. Trump said he thinks he has better instincts than some people in the Federal Reserve. Fed officials are appointed, not elected, and the board makes decisions based solely on furthering the long-term interests of the U.S. economy, not whether voters approve of them.
Hmm. Well, a three-year consumer inflation outlook has hit a record low in July. A survey by the New York Federal Reserve shows inflation expectations fell to just 2.3% last month. That's the lowest since the data collection began in 2013. Meanwhile, household spending is expected to increase by less than 5%, which is a slight drop from June. The results come just ahead of the Labor Department's release of the July Consumer Price Index on Wednesday.
And the White House wants to make it easier for consumers to cancel subscriptions and services that they signed up for.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission could finalize a proposal called Click to Cancel as soon as today.
Nice.
President Biden's domestic policy advisor acknowledged that companies make it easy to sign up for a subscription or service, but consumers have to jump through many hoops to cancel before getting hit with additional charges. The reason is so companies can hold on to your money longer. I mean, yeah. Preaching to the choir.
Oh, yes.
The FTC proposal hopes to make ending a subscription as easy for consumers as beginning one.
I subscribe to a service called TuneCore. So when I write a song and record it and master it, I can put it up on TuneCore. They put it on Spotify and YouTube and all the companies on the interwebs.
Right.
But it's extremely hard to cancel the subscription. I don't know how to cancel it. So I've tried for a year now.
And you need a click to cancel campaign.
We do. So yeah, come on, White House, let's do it. Ad slots for the Super Bowl in 2025 are almost sold out. Can we say Super Bowl? I thought we had to say like the big game, or
I mean,
thought they owned the rights to Super Bowl.
Well, I think if you like try to do an activity related to the Super Bowl, if I can't say the words Super and Bowl, is this even America?
All right, I'll just say Bowel. The Super Bowl are almost sold out. Variety reports that Fox is leveraging the high demand to price 30-second commercials at more than $7 million and asking buyers to commit to an advertising package that includes other Fox properties. The game will be broadcast from Caesars Superdome in New Orleans on February 9th.
Yeah, I can't wait to...
Football's almost back!
Oh, I know, man. I can't wait. I was about to say, do not mention it. I will go down a rabbit hole right here, right now.
Do it, man.
I will say, yeah, man, the money that you hear for this stuff. Let's see, what's that? High demand to price, 30-second commercials. Yeah, more than $7 million.
For 30 seconds.
That's just unbelievable. All righty, 450 here. While we wallow in poverty, me and Jake just, you know, shooting the breeze during commercial.
Taco Bell.
When we get back, we'll tackle some pop culture headlines, followed by some wacky stories. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Incorruptible, August 16th through 25th. This dark comedy is set in 13th century France, where the Catholic Church holds immense power and influence. The play revolves around the struggling monastery of St. Foy, whose monks are desperate to attract pilgrim and funding. Facing financial ruin and a lack of miracles to draw visitors, the monks hatch a scheme to create their own miracle by stealing a corpse and passing it off as a holy relic. Secure your tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
In these crazy times, there's peace of mind in security. Security for our country, for our leaders, security for our families. You are not financially secure if all your eggs are in one basket. Gold and silver are an excellent way to diversify your savings. And through our friends at Birch Gold Group, you can own physical gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account.
Text the word SHELTER to the number 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Text SHELTER to 989898 today.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk about all the things that are going on in our community, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, the Santa Rosa County Commission, the Milton City Council, bless their hearts, or the Pensacola City Council, and talk to local law enforcement leaders, the mayor, and just try to get you informed about everything that's going on in your world so that when you get to work in the morning, you know, and maybe you laughed, at least a little. That's the goal. You can always listen to the entire show on podcasts or live at newsradio923.com.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Well, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
See it all too clear. I own the days the saline. When I kiss away your tears.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I will say, that song, I really like that song.
It's great.
Yeah, it's called Barely Breathing by Duncan Sheik, or however you say his last name.
Yep.
I will say, though, like, in my experience, if you go into a CVS, there's like an 80% chance this song is playing. Like, back when I, and that's the thing, like, it sounds funny.
That's so right, though.
But that's the thing, it's not even a joke. I remember, like, back when I was in my last relationship, which I've referenced a couple times on this show, I would like go with her to CVS or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was one time I was in there, we were waiting in line at like the pharmacy, and it's just like, okay, you know, whatever. And then I hear the song playing. I'm like, oh, this is kind of catchy. I haven't heard this before. And then like a few weeks later, we're back in the CVS and it's like, I'm hearing it again. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. It's like what you would call, like, I know friends who work at Publix or have worked at Publix.
I was just about to say, I used to work in the meat department at Publix, and it's the same
it's the same type of music.
18 songs over and over all day long.
So that's the thing. It's like if you work in Publix or a Walgreens or a CVS.
Kiss me.
That's the one. I always hear that in Publix.
Yeah, we actually have that on the song bank, so I may, if I remember, I may play that for our next bumper. But yeah, no, it's crazy the little variety they have at these places. All right, just about 4:55 here. I'll stop taking shots at big establishments, and we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we still have some very heavy backups there. Same with North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. It's going to have you backed up decently past Creighton Road. And the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road is actually looking significantly worse as well. Outside of that, it's a bit more of the usual stuff. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox. Highway 98, traveling northbound towards Burgess. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach approaching the Tiger Point area. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Hurlburt Field. And we do have some minor congestion starting to develop on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90. If you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane. Jake, how's the weather?
93 degrees, a low of 78 for tonight. No precipitation today. Winds out of the southwest at 10 miles per hour. Humidity at 48%. We're looking at 97 degrees for a high on Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, looking at rain chances slowly creeping up there. So now we're at 40% going into the weekend for possible rain chances and storms.
All righty. Getting into some pop culture notes here. Cinematic super couple Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively are dominating the box office. Reynolds' Deadpool and Wolverine took the top spot at the box office for the third straight week. The Marvel Studios film took in $54 million to help bring its global total to just over $1 billion. Meanwhile, Lively's It Ends With Us blew past expectations with $50 million of its own in its debut weekend to take second place. The last time a husband and wife duo took the top two spots at the box office, listen to how dated this is, 1990, when it was Willis's Die Hard 2, followed by Demi Moore's Ghost. That's crazy to me.
Wow. Okay. I want to skip ahead because I want to read this one because this one really, I love this. Okay. Actress Millie Bobby Brown, her last name is now getting longer. The newlywed who tied the knot with New Jersey rocker John Bon Jovi's son, Jake Bon Jovi, which I don't know if you knew this, but Bon Jovi, B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I, is Bon Jovi's last name.
Yeah.
So Bon Jovi, he thought, well, nobody's going to get that right, so I'm just going to change it to J-O-V-I. But she's adding Bon Jovi to her name. She'll be now known as Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
Alliteration. Is
yeah,
beautiful.
It's like add a baby, eats a boy. The 20-year-old Brown and 22-year-old Bon Jovi got married back in May. Have you ever seen that commercial where the guy dials, his son dials his dad, collect, and of course, back in the day, you're too young to remember this, but you
probably
had to say your name for the collect, for the operator to tell the person on the other end, hey, I've got a collect call for you.
Right.
And so the guy says, well, you know, they say, what's your name, sir? And he goes, my name is Add a Baby Eats a Boy, you know, is his last name, you know? So it's like, you know, the father goes, I don't accept this call. And he hangs up so he doesn't have to pay for it. And she's like, who was that? And he goes, oh, it's our son. He had a baby. It's a boy.
That's so stupid.
somebody out there knew what I was talking about when I said Add a Baby Eats a Boy.
I don't get the reference, but like, because I didn't see the commercial, but I do get the joke. I do get that.
Right.
I will say, I remember like when she announced that she was engaged to Bon Jovi.
Jake, yeah.
Yeah. It started trending on Twitter. Oh my God, she's only 19. And it's like, don't get me wrong, that is young to get engaged. No one's denying that.
Yeah.
But it's like, you do understand he's only 2 years older, right? Like,
right.
It's like, he's young too.
Yeah.
He's a youngin as well. Why does nobody care, you know, if he's getting into something too hasty?
Yeah, anyway. And he's the son of John Bon Jovi. I'm like, hey, is that dude single? I'll take him.
Jake Walker is officially beefing with Millie Bobby Brown. That's going to be the pop culture headliner for the rest of this week.
Yeah.
Scarface actor Angel Salazar is dead at 68. TMZ reports that Salazar's representative said the actor passed away in his sleep in Brooklyn over the weekend. She didn't mention a cause of death, but said he suffered from heart issues. He played Chi-Chi, Al Pacino's sidekick, in the 1983 Brian De Palma film. He also appeared opposite Tom Hanks in the 1988 film Punchline and with Pacino again in 1993 in Carlito's Way. Jake, what's going on in some wacky stories here?
Well, a former Chicago area school food service director is paying the price for winging it. Vera Liddell will spend the next 9 years behind bars after pleading guilty to stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings over a period of just 2 years. ABC, that's a lot of chicken wings. ABC 7 Chicago reports that Liddell began placing chicken wing orders with a supplier in July of 2020 during the COVID pandemic. She was caught in 23 when an audit showed food services $300,000 over budget just midway through the school year, and the chicken wing purchases were discovered. Chicken wings are not served at the schools, so it threw up a red flag. She's stolen 11,000 cases of wings.
Wow. I will say, if I were to ever commit a crime, that would probably be, if someone said you had to commit like a laundering scheme, it would probably be that.
Chicken wings.
Yes. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Hour 2 coming up in about 10 to 12 minutes. We'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world today.